Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, wherever you may be. This is the first Aftermath show. Today, we used to have the Quiet Earth radio show, in which I, Will Coy, and Quiet Earth, who runs his own website, quietearth.us, he's really involved in his website at the moment, and so I got involved in some other endeavors over the last several months, but I was really wanting to do the show again, so I'm bringing it back. It's called The Aftermath now. It's the only show dedicated to the post-apocalyptic entertainment genre, and right now there's a plethora of different movies, TV shows that are coming out here in the next, couple of weeks, in the next couple of months. I wanted to really focus on the movie, The Road, obviously from the book, The Road, from Cormac McCarthy. It's going to be coming out in limited release November 14th, and then wide release on November 26th. Also, if you want to call in, our number here is area code 646-716-7562, and if you had any kind of questions or comments about anything post-apocalyptic, such as The Road. I also want to talk about City of Embers, Blindness, and the BBC show called The Remake of Survivors. The reason I wanted to do this show is because it's very interesting. You know, if you look at all the different movies that come out on this genre, and there's hundreds, and over time we do this show continuously. Hopefully, I'm trying to do this biweekly. We'll get more in depth in some of the older movies that have played, and what effect they had on the genre, and also to try to also, you know, on a biweekly basis, have a show that we can, you know, basically, you know, talk about what exactly is going to be coming up, you know, as far as the genre. The other quick thing I want to talk about is quietearth.us. Quiet Earth, his website that he has, is post-apocalyptic initially. That's what initially his website centered about. But they've even moved it to more genre in films, and they've got tons and tons of really interesting indie movies, information. I mean, stuff you're just not going to find anywhere else. So, you know, I definitely would, suggest check that out at www.quietearth.us. But really quickly, let's get to The Road. The Road, there's a lot of talk right now, but there's an official website, but there's no information yet or nothing up. Obviously, we're all waiting on the trailer, checking each day. If you're very interested in waiting for the trailer to come out, again, you can check Quiet Earth website. I'm sure they'll have it as soon as the trailer comes up. But you can also go to weinsteinco.com, and that's obviously the Weinstein company, production company that's doing the movie, producing the movie. If you go there, it obviously just there's a link right directly to The Road. It just says trailer will be coming soon. With all the, there's a lot of talk right now and a lot of discussions really going on over at the IMDb site, where you'll see, I mean, there's people over there talking all day, every day, minute by minute about the movie coming up and whether or not, you know, it'll be faithful to the book. So if you want, if you're interested in The Road, if you're interested in the movie coming up, if you read the book or you wanted to, right now probably that's your best bet. If you want to kind of read some of the current discussions about what's been going on with the movie. Actually, it seems like there's been a lot of Nick Cave, who did the score for the movie The Proposition. The director of The Road is John Hillcoat, who directed that movie. Said here just recently, they were still doing a lot more, still editing on this movie, and so it seems like that it's still a work in progress. From what I can, you know, a little bit I understand, and we're getting close. We only have about a month and a half, so you know, I hope we'll get a little bit more information from the Weinstein and from Hillcoat and Penhall, who did the Penhall. His first name escapes me right now, but did the screenplay. And actually, at Quiet Earth, over at Quiet Earth, the fellows over there have got a copy of the screenplay, which is a great catch for them. So they have a pretty good idea of how the movie is going to be laid out. I should have gone ahead and said about The Road. If you're not familiar with the movie, it's about a son and his father in a post-apocalyptic America, in which they're traveling down this road, you know, trying to evade cannibalistic, you know, hordes of people running around. It's a pretty dark kind of movie in a sense, but it's a very lightning movie also. Because obviously, there with the sun, and I'm not going to go too much into this, because if you haven't read the book, then I would you really should, but it's a really interesting story about a father in a terribly perilous situation, keeping his son alive and trying to show him the way, you know, what he needs to do in order to survive, because eventually the father in the book, he's very sick. So, but it's the way the book was written. The scene is set up as far as the outlay of America. It's gray and it's ash. It's pretty desolate. So it'll be pretty interesting to see what this looks on the screen. And again, on limited edition, some of the cities that'll come out on November 14th, and again the wide release on November 26th. Robert Duvall is going to be in it. Charlene. There is a whole bunch of characters in this movie. That's another thing that's very interesting. So, you know, Viggo Mortensen plays the father. So it should be pretty interesting to see. I've been thinking about this a lot, though, reading the book, and I've read it already four or five times. So I already have pretty good, you know, what my view. But it's the way the book was written. The scene is set up as far as the outlay of America. It's gray and it's ash. It's pretty desolate. So it'll be pretty interesting to see what this looks on the screen. And again, on limited edition, some of the cities that'll come out on November 14th, and again the wide release on November 26th. Robert Duvall is going to be in it. Charlene. There is a whole bunch of characters in this movie. That's another thing that's very interesting. So, you know, Viggo Mortensen plays the father. So it should be pretty interesting to see. I've been thinking about this a lot, though, reading the book, and I've read it already four or five times. So I already have pretty good, you know, and we all each have our own visual in our mind what we're reading and what, you know, how we're interpreting a book. And you know, I'm going to go in it. I don't want to get my hopes too high. I just want to go to see the movie when it comes out. Probably we'll have to wait till November 26th, and you know, and just see it for what it is. But it sounds like they stayed pretty true to the book from everything I understand and everything I've heard. So yeah, also Felix in New Jersey is on here in the chat room. He says the unofficial website on the movie, and he's showing it there, is, actually, he's right. There's a lady, her name escapes me right now, and I should have wrote that down, and I'll get that information later. But if you go to it, it's www.dpsinfo.com. That's dpsinfo.com/The Road Rumors. If you go to that website, she's been working on that website. I've gone to it several times, and she's been scouring the internet. She lives in Pittsburgh, where much of this movie was filmed in western Pennsylvania. So she has a lot of information over there. So definitely check that out, most certainly. If you didn't, again, I'll read that again, www.dpsinfo.com/The Road Rumors. Another movie that's actually coming out that I'm very interested in, and I wanted to talk about also, this is coming out very soon, City of the Embers, October 10th. Basically, the synopsis on this is the underground, it's where civilization has basically gone underground. Now, what event or cataclysmic, apocalyptic, whatever's happened to force people to go underground and create a city, I'm not real sure about, but the premise on this seems to be a very working, vibrant city with a lot of everybody has basically their own duties, jobs to do, and also this is a more family-oriented movie too. This is not real dark or R-rated. It seems to be very, very family more oriented. So, but very interesting, and it shows a whole civilization underground. And the generators are going bad. It seems like the equipment's starting to fail. And there's a couple of these young kids, teenagers, are figuring a way either to fix the generators, the equipment, or it looks like to come out of the underground eventually back to the surface of the earth. And so that's going to be very interesting to see, I think. And that's October 10th, and that's called City of Embers. And they have a website also. I don't have it actually right here. But if you were just to Google City of Embers, you can go to it, and it's a great little website and some cool trailers that are there on that. Also, again, at QuietEarth.us, if you look further down the bottom of his page, he has an article on this, City of Embers. Excuse me. And there's a really cool trailer that I haven't seen anywhere else with Martin Landau. Martin Landau's in this movie. That's another thing. There's some great actors in this movie. Martin Landau, Bill Murray. And there's others, but Martin Landau's in it, and he plays an old kind of maintenance guy, and really interesting little 30-second trailer video that he has on his website. Okay, I'm going to go to another movie here that's coming out sooner that even looks even more interesting. It's called Blindness. It's coming out October 3rd. Now, I'm not sure I would necessarily call this post-apocalyptic, but more of a apocalyptic type, film. Where interesting premise here. I'm not sure about the world, but set in a city, basically a city where everybody's going blind. And then the authorities, your law, we find everything deteriorated to almost chaos, and there's all this things going on. From the little bit that I've seen on it. And that looks really, really interesting. And kind of goes from what I've read and seen a little in depth about, how people, would basically kind of decay down into a, if something like that were to happen. And as I said, as in the movie, it's called Blindness. Everybody just suddenly goes blind. Yeah, Felix in New Jersey says, surprised that since it wasn't filmed in PA, that George Romero didn't helm the road. I hear you, Felix. Yeah, that would have been a very interesting pick if George Romero would have got really involved into the road. I agree with that. That would have been pretty interesting to see how that would have come out. But the director they do have on this, John Hillcoat, kind of a young director, maybe a little hungry, so... he did a very interesting movie called The Proposition. Came out an Australian Western, and it was pretty good. And you might be. We'll just have time will tell. This is such a great book, as I said, Before the Road. So we'll just have to see how that comes out. But again, yeah, George Romero would have been a great pick, I think, for Before the Road. It would have been very interesting. Okay, I'm going to come back on some of these too and talk a little bit more about the Road, City Members, Blindness. But there's one other show which I'm so upset about. I wish it's over in the UK. BBC has done the remake, The Survivors. And if you want to listen to our show, Quiet Earth, you know, I was a big, big Survivor fan. And I still am. And this is a show, if you know nothing about it, it was made in the 1970s, ran from 1975 to 1977. Never even appeared over here in the United States, so hardly anybody's ever seen it. But it really went into depth, very realistic sense of how society, if everyone were to all suddenly, you know, you lose the power and people started to die and then the remaining people who survived, how they would react to the situation. Well, they are remaking that. Terry Nation, who originally was director and wrote the original Survivors in the BBC one in the 70s, his estate sold off the rights to it to BBC. This is coming out here. I believe in October or the fall of BBC. And I would ask everyone who listens to this radio show, if you would, fan, but he's been keeping up some pretty good information on the remake. The first episode was screened on this past Wednesday for many of the BBC kind of, you know, the higher-ups, you know, people who watch, who decide, you know, what programming. And it sounds like they got some... Sounds like from the little bit of indication we're getting, they liked what they saw. A little bit more action oriented. It's not there's from the little tidbit we're getting here. Maybe not as doom and gloom as the 70s version. I'm not exactly sure how to interpret that. I guess what I'm trying to say is that there's more of a feeling of with the survivors that probably things are going to be, you know, that we're going to get things kind of back together, civilization. That's kind of like the little bit I'm taking from it. But, yeah, if you're really interested in this, I would definitely, you know, recommend you check it out. And, again, it's, you know, Survivors, BBC TV, one word, .wordpress.com. And you can check that out regularly to find out more information about the remake. And again, if you would, go to BBC America. Ask them, please. Show it here in America. You're showing Doctor Who. We got premiere. We got some great sci-fi that they're sending over here from the UK through BBC America. This would be a great, great show to watch. As I said before, no one, unless you're really, you know, savvy, has really been able to really watch the original series. I've been fortunate to be able to see it. There's been a lot of that's the last of the really of some of the movies and shows that are coming up, and I wanted to also kind of just say, you know, in the last couple of months we had WALL-E, which I thought was pretty funny and was, I love the visual effects, and yes, that is, you know, in a way, post-apocalyptic. Some people may argue that's not, but in my mind it is. I wanted to say a little bit about I Am Legend. I didn't, you know, there, we had a lot of discussions last year between me, Quiet Earth, and some of the other fellows over there at the website about I Am Legend. I was very, very upbeat, and, you know, oh, I couldn't wait to see it. They were kind of like wait and see attitude, and they were right. I'd say the CGI, though, and special effects for that movie were pretty subpar. The storyline, the last 30 minutes, you know, it didn't work for me, so I was pretty disappointed. Unfortunately, you know, I thought Will Smith though still was a great pick for being the actor in the movie, but and you know, yes, the street scenes and the deer, and you know, talking to the mannequins and all, and that was, you know, that's kind of like, you know, your last man on the planet and kind of it played out like a good poster. It started out okay, but just once I got into the special effects and then the storyline, how it ended, it just didn't really work for me, I didn't think. So I'm kind of a little disappointed on that. This show is, again, the aftermath I'm planning on doing here bi-weekly, and I'd like people to tune in. I know if you listen to the archives, because I know we have thousands of people who listen to the archives, so I know there's people that listen to the show. But if you like, over the next couple of weeks, I may start doing this weekly, but really I really want to start, because the road is coming up. I just know, just going from the IMDM website and just reading online, people's, there's some diehard, really road fans and that are really anticipating this movie, and a lot of discussions going on. But now, I don't want to really put a spoiler in there, but I could tell you one thing that's going to be in the movie, if you read the book, is the cellar scene. If you know what the cellar scene is, then you understand what I'm saying. But I found that to be quite interesting that scene will be in the movie. So that will be very creepy, and that'll be very interesting to see on the big screen. So, but we're the post-apocalyptic genre. There's so many different movies. I've talked about the reasons in the past on the Quiet Earth Radio Show why I enjoy the genre. I think from the first movie, Damnation Alley, and then seeing movies like Threads and The Day After. I'm 40 years old. No reason. I don't care how old I am, but I grew up in a time, and anybody who's over 40, probably really if you're over 35, has a sense of how close nuclear war and all of that. So there's always a balance that's scary. Sometimes you really thought about what could happen, because it could happen, and then you have your entertainment part when you think of the movies and how we put it on the screens and the books that come out. So ever since discussing with my family and talking about the Cold War and those sits, and then as the movies, watching those movies growing up, and then also in the 80s we had the Mad Max and all of the Mad Max remakes and the Mad Max wannabes there's definitely a big interest in it. I know also, I didn't bring up any information I wish I had. Dragon Con is in Atlanta coming up here shortly. They do have a track called Apocalypse Rising. The folks over there that are running that, I had one of the ladies who's in charge, I apologize, I don't have her name. I think she's going to be running it this year also, but they're going to be running a whole Apocalypse track, right there at Dragon Con. I think that's really cool, that they have a whole track dedicated to the genre. And that's pretty much about it, all about the information. Again, the Survivors remake coming out, BBC, very interesting. I just wish we could get that over here at BBC America. The first movie coming up, Blindness, very interesting, more apocalyptic, more, society breakdown, that type of thing, and so it'll be kind of interesting to see how that evolves. A true post-apocalyptic movie, I think City of Embers, I think I would classify that as. A lot of interesting actors, more family-orientated, not as, bleak and gloomy, though, Very, very interesting. Check out the trailer. Believe me, I think you'll like what you see. And again, here we come with the road. All the discussions, again, you go to Road Rumors. I've given you that website a couple times. You can also go to IMDb or just put in Google the road. You can go to IMDb there. You look at the very bottom. You'll see the discussion board there. Tons of discussions going on. Everything from, what was the cause of the apocalypse? What caused the cataclysm? It's interesting to hear everybody's back and forth discussion on that, because obviously it's not very clear. But it should be very, very interesting to see that come out. And you lucky folks, on November 14th, you'll see the limited edition. And hopefully, maybe I'm not far from Atlanta, so if you come to Atlanta, I may come down there early and see this movie. I won't spoil it for you, but I'll give you a really good indication if I can see it on the limited release. So maybe check that out by then. You know, if you're interested in the post-apocalyptic genre, check out QuietEarth.us. There's several other websites. There's comic books. You know, we can go into that. I haven't even touched that. I may go into that into a different show. Right now, I'm only doing this for about 30 minutes, so we don't have enough time to go into some one of the comics. There is one called Why the Last Man. Actually, that is something that's being talked about right now, maybe being made into a movie. I'd highly recommend it. There are, you know, obviously, I know the video game guys out there love the video game Fallout, another post-apocalyptic, some really die-hard, hardcore fans of that video game, of that video game, and I'm sure there's a lot of anticipation about that coming out, Fallout 3, which I believe is going to be coming out here next month. So we'll highlight here on the show as I get a little more into the format and kind of, you know, switch things around and kind of, you know, evolving with the show here. You know, this is the first little show I've done here in a year. I just wanted to go over a couple of moves here. I really didn't have a set syllabus or a platform exactly in what direction, you know, but I will we'll keep working on it, and hopefully we'll get some more discussions, call in. You know, I would like to hear from you folks or chat. Felix was in the chat room here, and he was giving some information here, and I did agree with him about George Romero. I think that would have been a pretty interesting pick to have done the movie, you know, The Road. And, you know, we'll just I'll go into different subjects, you know, pretty much every – the show here will be on Sundays. As I said, I'm just having quite – sure if I want to do a weekly or bi-weekly. I may go ahead and set the show for next week at 8 o'clock. And what I want to try to do is build up each week what information we can about the film On the Road, because it is a very anticipated movie. And also I want to see the city members and talk more about the remake of Survivors. You know, I think it's going to be very interesting. Watched over the weekend, The World, The Flesh, The Devil, Harry Belafonte, one of my favorites. I had a lady, matter of fact, I did a review over at Quiet Earth a while back. She emailed me trying to find the DVD or even a VHS copy, and I could not find one. Fortunately, I have a copy of the digital, you know, that I was able to get, and I was very fortunate to get that. But great movie. You know, just wanted to put that out there. If you ever get a chance to watch it, with Harry Belafonte, kind of a last man on the earth. And also, I would always recommend the movie The Quiet Earth. It's a New Zealand film, and if you've never seen it, I highly recommend check it out. So for all you post-apocalyptic fans out there, just tune back in with me on next. I'll discuss your show for next Sunday around 8 o'clock on Eastern Coast. That'd be 7-6-5 on the West Coast. And I hope you come back, and we'll go over some more information. And don't be shy. Please call in sometime. If you have any information that I don't have, please call in and let people know. These shows, I know for a fact, are heard on the archives and on the podcast. You can hear them on podcasts, too. And all we want to do is just have a place here just to discuss the genre, talk about it, and kind of, you know, maybe so people can find information and such on some of these movies that are coming up, and so that way you'll be the first to hear it and be able to see it before anybody else. And that's just about to do it. I'm going to just send this out here with some post music here for you. I do appreciate you for listening, and thank you for listening to The Aftermath.
day.